I'm sitting here in front of the fire looking at the snow. I'm glad I didn't have to drive into Yakima.
Yeah, I'll probably have an interesting ride home.
I hear it's very slippery. That's what people tell me.
Who else is on the phone?
I think I'm the only one.
Oh, maybe when it said two, we were the second one. Steve Jones?
Yep.
So, Steve, it's me and Gene Mendoza on the line.
Right. Hi, Dr. Jones.
Hello, who joined? John, we have Steve, myself, and Gene Mendoza on the line.
Hey, Dave Taylor's here, too.
Thank you, Dave. Gary, we have Steve, John, Dave Taylor, Gene Mendoza, and myself.
Okay, good.
So, John, I'm going to start the recording, and you can wait if you want to wait and see if Jose is going to join us.
All right, thank you. Yes, I'd like to wait till we have a quorum.
Yeah, we can wait. I'm just going to start the recording at this point.
Call recording is on.
Did we get a message from anybody that said we weren't? I'm looking at you. You're the one that usually would get it, so, okay.
Did we hear from Jose or from Brad or from Amanda about their ability to be on the call today?
We have not, but if you hold the line for Brad, I think, did tell us he wasn't going to be here, if my memory serves me, but we haven't heard from Jose or Amanda. And if you give me a sec, just hold the line. I'll go double check to make sure nothing's come in since I was over here in the conference room about 5-10 minutes before the board starts. So just hold the line. I'll go check.
All right. Thank you. We were just checking to see where you were, so we were waiting for a call.
Oh, yes. I'm here. Sorry.
Great. Well, I'm glad you are, because you ensured that we have a quorum in order to do business today. Thank you.
Perfect. Yes.
So just one moment, and we'll get started. Keith was going to check messages. Keith, are you back yet? Okay, we'll wait for him to return.
Yeah, I'm back, and we didn't have any messages that I could... I'm back.
Okay, while you were gone, Keith, Commissioner McKinney joined us. So we
welcome.
Can convene the meeting.
Okay, we're ready.
All right, very good. I call this meeting, the February 11th meeting of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency Board of Directors, to order. Can we please have the clerk call the roll?
Steve Jones.
Present.
John Devaney.
Present.
Jose Trevino. Brad Hill. Amanda McKinney.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any additions or deletions to today's agenda?
The agency has none.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Then, at this point, we will go to public comments. There are some members of the public on the line today. If you have any issues on which you wish to address the board, please do so now. We do ask that you state your name and the item you'd like to address, and we will ask that you try to limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there any member of the public who would like to make a comment?
This is Jean Mendoza. I'd like to comment.
You're recognized, Ms. Mendoza. Please proceed.
Thank you. My name is Jean Mendoza, and I'm the executive director for the Friends of Totten's Creek, a 501c3 nonprofit located in the Lower Yakima Valley. And my comments relate to your job performance evaluation for Director Hurley today. As you all know, climate change impacts the way we live in Yakima County. Vineyards are thriving and orchards spring up in areas that previously had severe winter freezes. Dogs have ticks in December. Air pollution is a significant factor in the worsening of climate change. And increases in air emissions result in deposition of pollutants on surface waters and eutrophication in the rivers and streams. We all came face to face with this problem when Ecology completed the Yakima Air Winter Nitrate Study in 2015. So for this reason, Friends of Totten's Creek asked the board to explore Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency actions to address climate change during your evaluation of Director Hurley. We have some suggested questions that you might ask. Number one, how does YRCAA evaluate the impact of climate change in Yakima air quality? Two, has the YRCAA made projections regarding future air quality in Yakima County? And three, how does the YRCAA share climate change information with the public?
So thank you in advance for your work and for making sure that the air we breathe is of high quality. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Are there any other public comments at this time? Any other public comments? Thank you. Hearing none, next on the agenda is the board will go into executive session for 30 minutes, and I will let you know at what time that will begin and at what time we will reconvene. Members of the public and staff can, other than Mr. Hurley, who we will ask to join us on another line for the executive session, can stay on this line, and we, the board members, will rejoin this public call within the expiration of that 30 minutes. Are there any questions about how the timing and the mechanics of the executive session will work? Do the board members have the previously sent out conference call number? So you can hang up and dial into the executive session number.
Yes, I have it.
Mr. Chairman, I would request that email be sent to me so that it's at the top of my inbox, and I apologize.
I can do that. Make sure I have a email address for you, or would you prefer it texted, Commissioner?
Oh, texted would be great. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. What, I'm sorry to ask you, but what is your text number?
You can text it to 50509
424-0043. Okay, great. We will text that to you here in just one moment. It is now 2:10, and so we will adjourn to executive session, returning at 2:40. Thank you very much, and the board will be back shortly.
Hey, this is Brad. I just want to let you know I joined. I'll meet you in executive session. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you, Councilman.
Station a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
How's everything going for you?
Going well.
Glad to hear it. Well, up and down. We're still doing the same stuff, and we're still intensely involved in the environmental issues. They're not going to go away anytime soon. And you have a consulting service, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you probably look at air and water pollution through an agricultural lens, right?
Among others, yeah.
Hey, guys, okay. The online recording is continuing to run.
Oh, okay.
Guys, appreciate that.
Hello, this is John Devaney. The executive session is not yet completed. We do need to extend that by 10 minutes to complete our discussion. That would have us returning to regular business at 2:52 p.m. So we still stand in recess for executive session for another 10 minutes till 2:52 p.m. Thank you.
And the online recording will remain recording. Keith is still here.
I heard Amanda. Did I hear Steve or Brad or both?
Steve Jones.
And the agency is still here as well. Chairman Devaney, could I get you to state officially the restart time of the board meeting?
Oh, yes, excuse me. We officially reconvene at 2:54 p.m.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Sorry, I neglected to do that. So if everyone has had a chance to review the consent agenda items, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda en bloc.
I move to approve the consent agenda. This is Councilman Hill.
Thank you. Do a second?
Aye. That's Commissioner McKinney.
Thank you. So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, motion is unanimously approved. Thank you. Moving on to item number 7, the Executive Director's Report. Mr. Hurley.
Yep. So, again, good afternoon, Board Chair, Board members, and the public. So I'll start off with, at the last board meeting, January, Chairman Devaney had expressed an interest in knowing the percentage of penalties that becomes uncollectible. And it's not as easy to come up with as one might imagine. However, I think I can speak to it a little more than what I wrote there. So the ANC currently has 18 collection actions listed with Evergreen Financial Services. The actions range in dates from 2011 through 2020. When I was hired in March of 2007, it was about a year after that where we started to reconcile these as an agency, and we had multiple pages, and I couldn't even guess the numbers of them. We've always used Evergreen Financial Services since I've been here, and the cost, it's a service that costs us nothing because, according to state law, Evergreen gets to recover their cost by adding charges onto the amount that's sent to collections. So to the heart of the matter, in February 2019, the board approved Resolution 2019-02, which dismissed one penalty from 2007 as uncollectible due to exceeding the statute of limitations. I think that the reason that took so long is because it was an oversight by Evergreen. However, with that said, the statute of limitations is 6 years. We've had this discussion at the board a couple of times before. If there's no action started prior to the statute of limitations expiring, then there is no, according to Evergreen, there is no legal recourse but to turn it back, and they can't collect on it. So in 2020, the board dismissed by resolution a total of 3 penalties from 2014. And 2014 is the year that we have the most current data for. There were approximately 76 penalties issued. Only 3 from that year appear to have been dismissed as uncollectible, resulting in a 3.4 dismissal rate for that particular year. Each individual year can vary. There's no one set data point percentage. I would say 3.44, 2 to 4% is usually probably right in the ballpark, but we do everything that we can to not issue a notice of penalty if we can ascertain beforehand if it has a decent chance of going to collections and the individual has a significant inability to address the fine after I reduce the fine. So we do whatever it takes to prevent it from going to Evergreen if we see that that's the right thing to do. So at this point, I'll pause my report and see if there are any questions from any of the board members. Okay, minus any questions from the board members, I'll continue on. The agency is currently engaged with the Washington State Auditor for the biennial accountability and attestation audits covering fiscal years 2019 and 2020. The audit should be completed by the end of February, and the reports should be made available by March 31st. I will tell you that the auditor is also struggling with COVID, but they went early to doing virtual audits, so it's been seamless so far. At 4 o'clock today, I have an audit update brief with the auditor. We have initiated the annual process for formulating our FY22 budget, and we'll be engaged in that work until the budget approval at the June board meeting. So there's a lot of work going on right now with the budget and the audit as well. And then we're also in the middle of our source registration. So the office is probably the most... the busiest time of the year in any one year for the ANC. So you then have the recap of the NOVs and the complaints for the month of January. Nothing extraordinary there. Then you have the air monitoring data for 2021. Nothing extraordinary in any of the data points on the graph, so I will not cover those. And subject to your questions, this concludes my report for February.
Thank you. Were there any questions for Mr. Hurley?
For me.
Hearing none. Next item is approval of fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for January of 2021.
Yeah, so you have in front of you the January 2021 accounts payable and payroll authorizations enclosed for your approval. As always, we include the BVA, the budget verification analysis, and supplemental income docs included as informational items. So we need you to accept and approve by minute action the January 2021 AP fiscal vouchers totaling $41,856.07 and the January 2021 payroll authorization totaling $57,434.90.
Are there any questions? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second, thank you. We're moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Are there any opposed or any abstentions? Hearing none, that motion is unanimously approved. Thank you. Is there any other business before the board at this time?
The agency has none.
Okay. Hearing none, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
I move.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are all adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate your hard work today.
Thank you.